Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about how you, yes, you, can renew your stem cells. Oh, you thought it was all about science doing it for you. I'm going to show you how you can. We may even get some time to talk about things like bursitis. And, well, we'll see how much time we have left. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees, and I hope you are too. So today's devotional has us in Matthew 6. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And then in Psalms 9, and they that know the Lord's name will put their trust in him. For the Lord has not forsaken them that seek him. Seek the Lord's face. Find the time. It goes short because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Quack, 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 quack
Okay, first up here in the Quacker, moms, mothers who smile a lot at their babies and maintain some eye contact say it helps to improve their brain function. This is a research from Dartmouth College, University of Cambridge in the UK. They found that babies learn better when their mothers smile at them and maintain eye contact. So babies' neural activity seems to sync up well with their mom, and they're learning social skills. Cues and skills improve. The baby's brain waves, they say, literally, they learn better from mom, especially when she holds their attention with eye contact. So they were looking at MRI scans of these babies, and what they found was stronger neural synchrony in the neural pathways where the brain waves form. So in other words, babies can start to predict their mother's intent and what she wants them to do. If she holds the eye contact, it enhances their social learning. Now, that's interesting. Now, compare infants that are, you know, placed in childcare all the way up until they go to, you know, a public school. I just wondered if they ever compare them to those kids, you know? Interesting. Moving along in the Quack Report. Trees. I love trees. Big ones. I love trees. I like looking at them, you know? I like sitting under them. Like to hear the wind blow through them. Oh, trees are great. Trees that grow in the cities, they say, grow faster, but they die sooner. Unlike rural trees out in the country, this was a published report in the Journal of Public Library of Science. So they wanted to know why these trees were dying earlier and growing so much faster. This was Boston University. And they said this limited understanding on how urban trees are working. They have a different ecosystem dynamic, apparently, and it affects their growth and their lifespan. So they were finding, their findings revealed that urban trees had faster rates of carbon cycling compared to the rural trees. So the urban trees processed more carbon and released more oxygen every day. The increased number of carbon cycles they contributed to how these trees grow significantly faster than the rural trees by about four times. So I guess, you know, with all the, you know, car exhaust and everything, are we wearing out our trees? They say researchers also discovered that even though the urban trees do grow faster, they die younger, their average mortality rate is more than twice that of a rural tree. Over time, the results, they say, is a net loss of street tree carbon shortages. So interesting stuff. What are we doing to our trees, right? Last but not least in the Quack Report, natural antibiotic research is looking at ginger root for the superbugs. Yeah. Ginger belongs to the same family as other medicinal spices like cardamom and turmeric. Now, in traditional medicine, we've used ginger for digestive problems, nausea, motion sickness, even colds and arthritis. But in this new study, it revealed, this was published in the Journal of Medical Plants Research, it described the antimicrobial potential of ginger root extract. They said the phytochemicals in the ginger root has multi-purpose potential at treating hospital-acquired bacterial infections. Check that out. So in the hospital, when you get those, you know, drug-resistant bacterial infections, they call them nosocomial infections caused by disease, bacteria, or fungi. Tend to really hit people hard when they have compromised or weak immune systems. And these are all hospital-acquired infections that tend to resist your prescription antibiotics. So one out of 10 people that go to the hospital is going to get one of these infections and does cause a lot of morbidity, mortality rates are higher, and also your hospital expenses are higher if you get an infection. So, you know, they get UTI infections, pneumonia, MRSA, gastritis wounds that won't heal quickly if you get that in there. So, and of course, Frank, I think you would agree, if you're going to get ginger, you might as well get garlic. Add the garlic. Absolutely. Yeah, kick the, drug-resistant infections to the curb. There you go. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. For those that don't know, Frank is our garlic man. He loves garlic. All right, we're going to talk about how you, without the scientific MD degree, can renew your stem cells. Absolutely. Now, medical science, you know, has patients tend to believe, they're having their patients believe that they have the key to stem cell therapy, and they know how to use stem cells to prompt the body to heal itself. When in fact, medical science does not hold the key, but we all do. We have the power, using the right nutritional sources, to promote stem cell growth, stem cell action, and better health overall. So we're going to take a look at stem cells and what science is projecting as this complex, difficult therapy, only that they could provide, and how we can accomplish it without them. Whoa, check this out. Nature is reporting, this is an article that was in the Nature Reports, June 2007. They published a report on growing stem cells. Now, listen carefully about this. Here is what their lead statement said. They said, growing or culturing stem cells is difficult, largely because no one knows exactly what nutrients the cells need. Recipes for growing stem cells include a selection of proteins. We use large molecules made from cultures of other cells and serums and blood extracts. We all use other cells from other components to grow them in a petri dish with other stem cells. We call them feeder cells. And we use those to connect these tissues together, end of quote. So in today's healthcare industry, we just don't know of all the details that go into artificially making stem cells for stem cell therapy. That's pretty much what they're saying. Here's an example. This is from Nature Reports again. They say, to grow stem cells, the first techniques where we were culturing them from human embryonic tissues and covering them with feeder cells, which was a layer of mouse tissue cells called fibroblasts. And then we bathed it in calf serum. Oh, yummy. Doesn't that sound really like, where do they get these things, right? Where do they get this? Now, if you're horrified by that, just think about what's in your vaccine you're getting. Well, calf serum. Well, yeah, feeder cells can be from any source, really. It can be brain or other organ tissue from animals or even aborted babies. So initially, scientists worried that the feeder cells they were using from other animal sources would contaminate the stem cells from the aborted fetuses, and then those cells couldn't be transplanted into human patients. So it was all a big experiment, a big question mark. You know, it's just a theory. Now, they worried that the feeder cells from animals would carry viruses and other diseases. However, science has really no problem using such animal cells in vaccine serums, or they pass that vaccine serum through the animal organs to supposedly cleanse the serum, where it will pick up pathogens from those tissues. And this is where you've gotten vaccines that cause all kind of neurological problems. So today, science claims to grow stem cells in a lab-free environment, free of any animal products, and the cells are instead, get this, bathed in a nutrient broth. What's in that? So what is included in the recipe for making stem cells for medical therapies kind of is a strange guess. And history of trial and error in this research has shown chromosomal abnormalities as they try different recipes. What do you think, Frank? I don't think they're very good chefs when it comes to stem cells. No. Well, let's look at the Stem Cell Institute for a sec. Now, the Stem Cell Institute, in April 2010, asked this question. Can a nutritional supplement grow stem cells? Now we're on to some. Yes, we are. And it turned out that their question turned into a peer review study at the Center for Improvement of Human Functioning International. And the results were published in the 2010 Journal of Translational Medicine. So what science discovered is they don't have to use fetus or animal tissues to help the body heal itself because it makes its own stem cells, also known as repair cells. Yeah, Frank calls them mad scientists. Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah, Abby Normal. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Frank. All right. Well, one of the research studies on, you know, stem cells said, you know, it has to do a lot with blood nutrition. So there is a nutrient that has to be in the blood, they say, for stem cells to flourish. So we must have, you know, healthy blood, basically, and healthy blood vessels for stem cells to grow and produce various healing growth factors. Now, stem cells accelerate tissue regeneration and healing. And for the most part, it's the antioxidant foods that will promote stem cell growth. But the research from the Stem Cell Institute stated what they used in their research was astragalus root, goji berries, and green tea. And they called it the StemCline supplement. And you can just Google that. Now, they also added to the supplement a gram-positive lactic bacteria culture extract. And you can see enzyme stem cell supplements all over the market now, and they sell for about $75 or more per bottle, you know. But I'm going to show you a cut-to-the-chase version that you can do for a lot less. Okay, so look at it, nutrition, no surprise, right? God made the human body. He made the stem cells. He made all the foods, spices, and medicinal herbs to heal the nations. You know, in the service of man, why wouldn't it come down to nutrition? Seriously. So science seems to be surprisingly stunned to learn that nutrition matters. It affects the blood, and blood brings healing to the body, whether in stem cells or not. So in October 2015, scientists at Tufts, University of Massachusetts, wanted to see how they could generate stem cells in the brain to heal diseases there. Now, a neurologist by the name of Dennis Steinler, he's discovered a lot of neural stem cells. He discovered how they grow on the lining of the brain's internal cavity near the hippocampus. Kind of a neurologist that's way ahead of the others. So he noticed that the stem cells grow and replicate themselves, which medicine didn't know that they were able to do that. So what Dr. Steinler discovered is the brain makes more brain cells for memory, learning, and other functions. So your brain generates brain cells through the stem cells, okay? So these cells repair brain cells, and they are there to help counter any neurological disease. But why do we still have neurological disease? Well, lack of nutrients and the invention of a lot of toxic medical treatments, they can do a lot of damage to delicate brain tissue and function, especially if you have heavy metals in it. That's not good for brain tissue. Now, Dr. Steinler realized that it would kind of be a miracle for medicine to accurately make a recipe of just the right amount of proteins and genes and nutrition to stimulate the brain cells to repair all the damaged tissue. So, you know, he started just looking at nutrition instead. Let the body do its thing. Give it the building blocks it needs. So don't try to reinvent the wheel is what he's saying. So Dr. Dennis Steinler, he says this, quote, "Food is medicine. Nutrition has the ability to affect many of those pathways at the same time. So what is clear is that regenerative capacity diminishes as we age. So how do we aid our nutritional requirements, and how do they change over time so we can counter those losses?" End of quote. So he's thinking along the right lines, in my opinion. Because, you know, if you don't get the right mix of nutrients, you know, then there's going to be malfunction. So he's just saying, well, God made all these herbs and plants and food sources. Let's just use those. So Dr. Steinler also is stating that a lot of inflammation can interfere with stem cell regeneration, and genetic mutations also cause interference as the cells can't process proteins correctly, and these are killers to stem cells. So inflammation and genetic mutations. So you got to look at what makes genetic mutations. Well, radiation. And what about all this EMF stuff we got floating around? Genetically modified plants, vaccines with heavy metals. Just think about all this stuff. Here is another quote by Dr. Dennis Steinler. He says, By changing the diet and the nutrients, patients may be able to limit inflammation of the brain tissue and prevent or even reverse degenerative brain diseases by giving the neural stem cells the ability to heal the damage, end of quote. I like this guy, you know? He's thinking along godly lines. I like it. All right, let's look at some of the foods for the stem cells. What do you say? Now, there has been a lot of research in the last decade on stem cells, but recently, though, an active role of nutrients has been looked at. Now, the Life Extension Service has listed some foods that promote healthy stem cell growth. And, of course, you know, they also recommended nutraceuticals, which I'm not cool with. That's a combination of food nutrients with petrochemical drugs, and I'm not cool with that at all. But some of the antioxidant foods that help promote stem cell growth are berries, green tea, vitamin D, get some sunshine, goji berries, blueberries, and spirulina. Now, let's get a little bit of a nutrient breakdown. Just, you know, let's just look at the organic food sources that have been mentioned in the studies and in by the Life Extension Service here. Let's just take two of them, astragalus root and spirulina, for instance. Those two have the following high concentrations of nutrition. They have chromium, iron, magnesium, niacin, phosphorus, protein, riboflavin, selenium, silicon, sodium, thiamine, vitamin A, and zinc. So, you know, I think Melanie Cederstrom Frank asked me what I thought was the major reason why we not so healthy these days compared to 100 years ago on our ancestors. And I said to her, it's not lack of minerals. They're agriculturally killing the minerals in the soil by the way they're growing crops, and we're not getting them in the plant sources. And the animals aren't getting them, and we're not getting it in the meat sources either. And then they expect us to take petrochemical vitamin supplements like that's going to help. So it's really not hard to find super nutrition in whole food form. So to help encourage stem cell growth, doesn't have to cost a fortune either. Call Apothecary Herbs. Ask about the Body Foundation food mix. It has the spirulina in it. It also has that wonderful beetroot juice. Oh, beetroot is in there. It's beetroot juice that's been dried, and we add it in the powdered form to die for. Beautiful, red, vibrant, full of iron. And that's what the blood needs to be healthy and well, to carry nutrients around the body, especially oxygen. You don't have enough iron, your blood can't hold on to oxygen very well. So they also have the astragalus root. Yeah, regenerate those stem cells. Supply that body with the nutrition it needs so it can just repair. It's like giving the army its bullets at the front lines. Guns with no bullets is just a paperweight. So think of the bullets as the nutrition you need to superinfuse the system. That's right. And do its job, right? Defend you from disease. That's it. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they have a website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to type in the word the, T-H-E, and then put power herbs after that, and you'll get there. Frank's saying, imagine how well your car would run if you started watering down the gas. I never thought of that, Frank. Really? Does that work? I thought it would sputter and spit and backfire and all that stuff. Would it? I have no idea. I'm not a mechanic. Yeah, he says it would do that. Well, I'm not educated guess there. I just turn the key and go down the road. I leave all that other stuff to my mechanic because... Oh, he was doing an analogy of watering down our food. Absolutely, same thing. Good analogy, Frank. Thank you. Awesome, he's thinking. Well, I mean, we just make things more difficult, I think, for ourselves. If we just keep it basic, keep it, you know, organic and whole food, and less processing, the better, you know? Now, let me ask you, Frank, if I asked you, do you eat enough vegetables? And you told me, yeah, I eat vegetables. And then I say, well, what kind? I mean, how are they prepared? And let's say you say, well, you know, cooked. Most of it's cooked because you don't, let's say, just say for argument's sake, you don't like the steamed or stir-fried or raw vegetables. You like stuff cooked. Well, you're losing all your B's, vitamin B's, and vitamin C when you cook that stuff. So if you eat it more raw or slightly tenderized with stir-fry, you retain more of that food. See, heat will diminish the nutrition. So people have different ideas about eating healthy, and they don't start to think about, you know, you can start with a really great organic source of food, but what you do in the process could just kill it, right? Same thing with herb supplements. You know, you can have a great organic, certified organic herb, but then your process just destroys all the medicinal action. So it's real important. Process is king. That's what I say. You don't eat enough veggies except for our garlic. Frank, I'm going to talk to you off air. You have got to eat more veggies. You need to think rabbit food, really. You know, have a little, you know, plate. I mean, dips are fine. If you like to dip your carrot or your celery in a, you know, a little plate, olives, radishes, if you want to dip it in a little dip sauce or whatever. But, you know, try to get that fiber in with the whole food nutrients still in it. Oh, and when you get your vegetables that have those pigments, you know, like the bright orange, bright greens, well, chlorophyll with green, red, you know, your peppers and stuff, your radishes, that makes a big difference in the body, especially for things like your eyes. Your eyes like those pigment type herbs and foods. So try to get some of that going as well. This holiday season, you know, try to pepper it in with all that, you know, ham and turkey and whatever else people are going to be eating. So keep it simple. You can make really great stuff in 20, 30 minutes. I mean, there's a guy, what's the name of that guy, that chef? It's Five Ingredients. It's a cookbook with just five ingredients. He makes entree meals with five ingredients in like 20 minutes. Simple. Simple. I can't think of his name. He's British, though. I'll think of it afterward, but I'll probably be laying in bed and remember. But it's called Five Ingredients. Great cookbook, really. If you want to, you know, get your hands in the kitchen and quit making the excuse, I don't have any time, no, stay out of the drive-thru. Get your hands on a book like that and make some healthy choices for yourself. And see, your body responds to nutrition at, like, immediately. Just like, whoa, your body goes, whoa, where's this been? Well, I know, I got to take a break. I'm being a little silly here now. All right, we're going to be coming back from the break and empowering you some more, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about, you know, getting empowered, how to make your doctor feel insecure, take that power back. That's right. Well, let's give you an example. I know that word leukemia is kind of scary. You know, we've been kind of conditioned to think of it as a death knell only the doctors can help with. Well, leukemia is really cancer of the blood. And the bone marrow is not forming healthy blood cells. So the bone marrow normally produces your white blood cells to fight infection, red blood cells to carry oxygen and nutrition through the body, and, of course, the platelets to help control bleeding through clotting. So when the bone marrow is sick, it can't produce the blood cells. And the body needs healthy blood cells to be healthy overall. And so the bone marrow is not producing healthy cells, but producing abnormal cells or inadequate cells. And these abnormal cells are not dying off when they should, and then they tend to interfere with any normal blood cells you have. So we got to get at the cause, and it's the blood manufacturing hub, which is the bones. right? And like I said in the first part of the break, what do I think the problem is with a lot of health problems? It's we're not getting minerals in our foods anymore like we should. When they did scientific analysis of plants, when they started doing that in 1900, and they compared those nutrients in those crops to crops today, it's 50% less nutrition in our crops today. So our agricultural area is failing us big time. And when you don't have minerals, you don't have healthy bones. And we don't have healthy bones, you're not going to have healthy blood. So it's real important to look at the source of the problem, and it's lack of nutrition. Okay. So who's at risk? Well, if we expose ourselves to radiation, either, you know, from maybe a work that we're at or medical treatments, we have a higher risk of degenerative bone health and cancer of the blood. So radiation's not good. It will promote leukemia. So if you undergo extensive diagnostic x-rays, CT scans, you put yourself at risk there. So children are especially at risk of degenerative bone health with a lot of x-rays and radiation. So research is being conducted to see if even low-dose radiation and the common x-rays we get when we go to the dentist or the chiropractor can put us at a high risk of leukemia as well. So cigarette smoking is also linked to an increased risk of acute leukemia. Well, here we go. Oxygen starvation, you know, not helpful. Well, let's look at some of the medical treatments. Modern medicine treats leukemia with, drugs like chemotherapy and radiation, you know. And this treatment depresses your natural immune system. It shuts it off. Those defenses are left high and dry. And also strips the body of a lot of essential energy and nutrients, depresses the entire metabolic system further. And never mind the fact that the radiation makes you more vulnerable to more degenerative bone disease and bone loss, right? So, and of course your leukemia or your blood cancer. So they may replace now sick bone marrow with a donor bone marrow transplant. The anti-rejection drugs then have to be installed. Newer treatments are the new stem cell transplants, and we just covered stem cells in the first part of the show. So a side effect of stem cell transplants is you may get an enlarged spleen. They may have to remove your spleen because, you know, they made these stem cells in the lab. It's not Mother Nature making them. Of course, they're going to have problems. And what kind of treatment that you receive is really going to depend on the type of leukemia you do have, how old you are, and if you have leukemia cells even in spinal fluid. Okay, so all these treatments really don't address what's causing the leukemia in the first place. It's all just to suppress symptoms. So all any patient can hope for if they have leukemia going to modern medicine is they hope for the remission of the cancer, which is just a lessening of symptoms until it comes back. So the patient is under perpetual disease management protocols, maintenance therapies, drug therapies. It's exhausting just to think about it. Here's one question. Can anyone with leukemia regenerate their own bone marrow, like the bone marrow they were born with, and address this blood cancer at the root? What do you think, Frank? Think you got that power? Everybody out there have that power? Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, sure can. Frank says yes. See, doctors like to tell leukemia patients that their bone marrow has gone awry. It's not making red active blood generation. It's making yellow fatty making abnormal blood cells. And this bone marrow is shot. It can't be regenerated. They essentially tell patients that their bone marrow is dead and it has to be replaced. And you won't change a person's blood to healthy with drugs, but you can with nutrition. So a trick, though, is to cleanse the body, cleanse the blood. So we get polluted with so many things now. Toxins in the food, toxins in the air, toxins in the vaccines, toxic in the prescription drugs. I mean, you know, I didn't even touch on sugar yet. So our body's under assault big time. So we have to be really sensitive to what we're putting into it. So I like to cleanse the blood. And the way I do that is kind of a twofold thing. When you change the nutrition, you're going to change the integrity of the metabolism, the genetic code, and also the bone marrow and the blood that it makes. It's that simple. Science already knows. You change your diet, you're changing your DNA. That's huge. That's how much power you have. You can empower yourself right out of the hospital if you just, you know, use the right nutrients. All right. So the usual scenario with leukemia patients is they have been to their doctor. They've acquired a lot of complications. They have blood pressure problems, high cholesterol problems. They have abdominal pain. They have body aches. They have low energy. They have difficulty breathing. They're anemic. They have low iron. And they don't have healthy blood cells. They can't hold on to nutrition or oxygen to transport that throughout the body. So they look like death, basically. And they are there are warning signs that lead up to this problem. The body exhibits signals. And when we get into a situation, whether it's leukemia or something else, we have ignored a million signals. The body's trying to tell us something. And possibly if you've gone to the doctor to complain about these symptoms that you had, maybe you were misdiagnosed. So don't ignore the signals, the symptoms, things like constipation, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, significant weight gain. All these things, they may be subtle in some instances, but they're there. Something's different. And I don't mind people at all going to the doctor to get a diagnosis. Hopefully it's an accurate run, and then you can kind of know what you're dealing with. So that's a good thing. Whether you take their prescriptions or not, that's up to you. So, but for me, instead of, like, say, if I had leukemia, instead of radiation chemotherapy that tends to overtax the body, I like to do something that energizes the body, that strengthens it. So one of the things I would do is juice fasting or juice flushing. In other words, you get live nutrients from juice, no fiber, so the body gets the nutrients to run on without having to expend energy to digest solid masses or fiber in the system. So a lot of live enzymes in your juice and vegetables, and lots of vitamins and minerals, and this is what the bones need. They need minerals. So I'm not just saying citrus. I'm saying, you know, get a mix of vegetables and citrus. If you get all citrus, then you're going to get your pH off. So you got to get the vitamins and minerals from not just citrus, but also from your vitamins. So no pulp, obviously. The body saves 60% of its energy if it doesn't have to digest solid food, but can just grab it from the liquid. So that energy then can go to heal you somewhere else. So juicing helps make you stronger, not weaker. People think, oh, I'll waste away. I can't even operate if I don't have solid food. I'll be hungry. No, you won't. Like, I'll take my juice flush solutions, you know, from citrus and vegetables, and I'll dump a big scoop of body food mix in there. Again, we're getting vitamins, minerals, plant proteins, amino acids from plants, all plant-based. And the body is gentler on the system. It delivers the enzyme, nutrition, and protein a lot more efficiently. And the body grabs onto that. So you get a lot of super plant powder proteins going on. You get a lot of vitamin B17, which is an anti-cancer nutrient. Check that out. And so I like to use, you know, the spirulina, we're back to the spirulina, beetroot, wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass. Now, these are gluten-free. There's no wheat berry in there, so it's gluten-free. Some nutritional yeast, which doesn't give you candida, but it gives you lots of B vitamins, all organic ones. And I love that fresh beetroot, or that beetroot juice. If you want to do beetroot juice, do that. If you don't want to juice beets, it's a bit messy, but if you don't want to do that, beet juice powder is in the body food mix, and that will super infuse the iron, and the body will be able to, the blood will be able to hold on to more oxygen to deliver it through the system. And one of the big things that I like to do along with all this for the bones that are the manufacturing hub for the blood itself, I like to use plant-based calcium, not animal-based calcium. So you can really, in a matter of weeks, strengthen bones back to normal health in less than a month, 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe if you're really in a bad way, maybe 6 weeks. But huge, huge impact is plant-based calcium. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have that plant-based calcium in a liquid form, and you use it every other day. And amazing, just totally amazing. And so that will help the bones, strengthen the bones to make, and then the vitamin nutrients, the minerals, again, will help the body, the bones make the blood. Okay. And then once you're on that track, you'll be able to basically, do your organ cleansing. You have more strength and you can do your organ cleansing and be healthier. So get the toxins out, put the nutrition in. It's cleanse and nourish. It's not hard. It's an old therapy since, you know, ancient times, but it works. And the body just responds so much better. So, regenerate. Yes, you can regenerate even from leukemia. And your pets can too. One of the things, if you got little furry babies at home, little pets, and you want to stay away from the board of tello shots. They cause leukemia in pets. So, you know, instead have a pet sitter come in if you're going to have to go away instead of boarding them, because then you don't have to have the board of tello shot. So there's a lot of things we can do out there to empower ourselves. We can boost up our stem cell to repair and regenerate the system. We can also avoid a lot of pitfalls when we use super nutrition. Make sure we get all that live enzyme energy into the system so it can repair itself and reverse diseases. You can do that. Medicine doesn't like to talk about that. Because, face it, doctors, bless their hearts, they're taught to prescribe. They are. They're taught to prescribe. And to be basically pretty honest, healthy people don't make them any money. I know that's harsh. It's so harsh to say that. But it's true. Okay, over in Asia, they pay their doctor a few cents a day when they're well. Stop paying them when they're sick. Over there, best interest of the patient and the doctor is for you to stay well. It's not that way over here in America. Best interest is you don't stay well. You have the illusion of wellness. You have the lessening of symptoms. Interesting, isn't it? The concept. It is. It is definitely an interesting thing, and I think people start thinking about it, looking after their well-being a little bit more actively, and they can sidestep a lot of internal medicine disorders. Absolutely, absolutely true. All right, we got a few minutes, and I thought, you know, let's talk about some, well, it's not life-threatening, but it is going to hinder your quality of life if you have bursitis. Anything with itis at the end means inflammation. So we got too much inflammation going on, Frank, in this world with all these conditions. Almost 9 million people have bursitis in America. For every 100 people in America, 32 have bursitis. So if you're listening to this show or if you're reading our newsletters, you're understanding that you have more power than you think over stuff like this. Absolutely. So what exactly is bursitis? Well, it's an inflammation of the small fluid-filled pads or sacs called the bursa or the bursae in the joints, okay? And the pads act like cushions similar to discs in between your vertebrae of the spine and function like shock absorbers to absorb the impact on your bones, your tendons, and muscles. So bursitis tends to be kind of specific. It affects certain areas of the body that support a lot of repetitive motion, and that would be shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, ankles, even your big toe where you flex your foot. And it tends to be related to arthritis and gout, but medical doctors treat it as a separate disease. So bursitis, the question is it associated with certain parts of the world. Well, the U.S. Census Bureau says bursitis is a condition well known all over the world. However, in the West America area leads the nations in the number of cases of bursitis. So the West has a problem with bursitis, put it that way. So that kind of tells us that it's likely caused by something in the diet. So other parts of the world that have high numbers that are bursitis, Brazil, Mexico, the UK, France, Canada, Germany, Poland, Russia, the Ukraine, Spain, Italy, South Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and Iran. Now, China is off the charts with 41 million people with bursitis. And so is India, 34 million. So they're on their area of the globe, they kick our butt to the curb when it comes to bursitis. Now, some of the symptoms of bursitis is the joints feel achy or stiff or maybe tender to the touch. They look maybe red or swollen. Severe swelling can make the joint look a little disfigured. Pain also accompanies bursitis, and the area may feel warm to the touch. But some joints with bursitis tend to pop or even feel as if they are jammed or stuck until the joint will pop. So the joints pop a lot, and you kind of sound noisy going up and downstairs. And when pressure builds up in the joint, the pressure pops, and it sounds like a little explosion there. Ligaments and tendons can also make those noises if they're quickly snapped back over bones, and this often happens if you have bursitis of the hip. So how to resolve all this stuff? Well, you know, it's definitely going to affect you around Thanksgiving and Christmas because you're eating a lot of foods that promote it. Tom Hanks is a famous person that has bursitis on his right elbow, okay? Charlton Heston also had it, I think, in his knees. So most of the treatment that you get from the doctors is, you know, anti-inflammatory drugs for many, many weeks. Then it flares back up again, and then maybe even aspirin therapy or maybe even corticosteroid shots in the joints. But again, this is all just, you know, lessening symptoms. It's not a cure. So here's how we fight back bursitis. We're going to do it with food. Bursitis can be affected by what we call food allergies. Food allergies cause a lot of inflammation, so you want to keep a food journal to see what those food allergies would be, which will agitate your bursitis and make it worse. Foods that are common to agitate bursitis conditions are alcohol, vegetable oils, unsaturated fats, processed foods, sugar, chocolate, red meats, shellfish, and refined white flour. So you're probably saying, well, that's everything in my diet. Well, that's the reason you have bursitis. You just have to find substitutes. Instead of white refined flour, get, you know, whole grains. Instead of chocolate, eat something else. Maybe that tastes like chocolate but isn't chocolate. Carob, for instance. Now, foods that are rich in certain nutrients are going to help the body heal you from bursitis. So you want to look for foods high in natural vitamin C, like bell peppers, any fruit with vitamin C, dark green leafy vegetables, because these have the enzymes to help reduce that inflamed tissue. So also fruit like pineapple contains a lot of enzymes called bromelain that will reduce the inflammation. Papaya is another one, has the enzyme papain, reduces inflammation. But you got to give up the red meat, maybe make something else, or smaller amounts. Make sure if it's grass fed, maybe 4 ounces or less, but just a lot of, uric acid is in meats when we cook them, and that doesn't help the joints. Also, change your, from vegetable oil, go to the olive oil. It's just going to be more helpful. A lot of omega-6 fatty acids compared to omega-3 fatty acids. So you want to also look for barley, oats, quinoa, burglar. These are all going to replace your white flour and help your joints out. Now, there was an article in the Journal of the American Society of Clinical Nutrition that said magnesium reduces the inflammation of your bursitis, and it's the natural form of magnesium. So you don't want the synthetic form in, mega dose supplements. So magnesium-rich foods would, again, be your green leafy vegetables, bananas, lentils, oats. Phosphorus was another nutrient that helps reduce the inflammation and repair the tissue in the joint. So you want a lot of those energy foods with phosphorus in it. Your body food mix would be one with your spirulina. Phosphorus does show up in beef and poultry, fish and eggs and whole grains. But again, with the animal foods, reduce it to 4 ounces or less. This time of year, if you're eating turkey tends to inflame bursitis and gout conditions. So watch the amount of turkey you're eating. Any kind of fowl does inflame the bursitis or gouty type of situation. So be sensitive to that. Again, Food Journal, help you figure that out. So your phosphorus-rich herbs will actually help the joints feel less tired. You'll hear less of that popping sound. It won't be as swollen. It'll strengthen the joint. Now, peppermint is an herb that has an analgesic effect and helps block a lot of that pain. So you might want to tap into some peppermint or some of these deep tissue rubs that have peppermint or wintergreen in it. It reduces a lot of inflammation, peppermint does. And it is a great herb to help replace any of those narcotics you've been taking for pain, see, because it has an analgesic effect. If you have bursitis, you want herbs or foods high in phosphate, maybe in the 600 milligram range, if you're counting milligrams. You can even go to 1300 if you want. But if it's a whole food source, the body takes what it needs and voids out what it doesn't. When you're dealing with synthetic supplements, that's not the case. The body will look at those supplements as it were a drug because it doesn't have the whole component of nutrients with it, so the body can use it the right way. High phosphorus you also find in milk thistle and Siberian ginseng, as well as fennel. If you're looking at your herbs, all wonderful. Willow bark and meadow sweet are great for anti-inflammatory pain relief. So you can tap into that if you want to stay off of the over-the-counter inflammation products. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have quite a few things for you. They do have the plant-based calcium. They do have the anti-inflammatory pain relief formulas that have the willow bark and meadow sweet. They do have the deep tissue rubs with the mints in them, all organic. They have peppermint. They do have milk thistle and ginseng and fennel. And, of course, that body food mix. So you've got a whole package of things to choose from that will help you with any kind of inflammation, joint, bursitis, gouty kind of condition this holiday season. And, be well out there. You have power. You do every day. God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So tap into God's given you. Frank says, and spearmint tastes good. That's another value. Absolutely. If you like the mints, the menthols. Well, I'm just about out of time. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or get their free product catalog. Visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, and be well. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.